It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good Monday. Hope the Monday is still going very, very well for you. I'm going to go and be here for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in live and local on whatever your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate is. Sirius XM Channel 158. Shout outs to everybody. You got Sirius. Good for you. And then if you got a smart speaker, if you talk to computers and robots, just get its attention. Say, hey, play the Infinity Sports Network. The NFL draft, it came, it was here, and it's done. 3 days of the NFL draft, and we got new blood in the NFL. We got some funny voices now part of the league. We got some surprises that are part of the league. And so we'll talk about some of the other action over the weekend. And then we've had plenty of other news. The Phoenix Suns swept out of the postseason. Who would have thought a team of Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker would get the boot without even picking up a victory? But the Minnesota Timberwolves got them the hell up on out of town. The Los Angeles Lakers, they stay alive. They live to see another day. Candace Parker, WNBA big, future Hall of Famer Candace Parker, stepping away from the WNBA. Ezekiel Elliott. I don't know if this is something to be excited about, but Ezekiel Elliott is back in Dallas. He's re-signing with the Dallas Cowboys. And so I guess the Dallas Cowboys don't know how to move forward. And so the Dallas Cowboys are just, I guess, going to move backwards. Things are progressing on the television front. Looks like the NBA might have a new television deal with Amazon. Looks like the NFL is most certainly switching things up on CBS, or CBS is switching up their NFL Today show. No more Phil Simms. No more Boomer Esiason. In comes J.J. Watt. In comes Matt Ryan. New deals. New faces. Travis Kelce, new deal. Travis Kelce is going to be sticking around with the Kansas City Chiefs. They were able to tack on 2 more years to his contract. And so Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, they got a little bit of an extension. Travis Kelce now the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Later on in the show to talk about the draft, have a conversation with CBS Sports HQ analyst, covers all things football, college and the pros. Emory Hunt is going to join us later on. Major League Baseball has something new with their uniforms. Joel Embiid, he's just not an injured guy. He's also an injured crybaby. And so we got a lot to discuss, a lot to talk about. And yeah, at the end of the show, as I do every single show, I'm going to give you a few things that took place this day in sports. You want to holler at me? It's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Being joined by super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how you doing, man? You good?
Buzzing, JR. Buzzing. Why? I think, why? Unofficially, maybe officially, witness history yesterday. First time, at least in my lifetime, I think I could say in one day I saw the Knicks, the Rangers, and the Mets all win on the same date. Big what, day.
Name these loser teams again. Which ones?
The Knicks, right? Beat the Sixers. Big game, right, four, right, win. Right. Rangers closed out the Capitals first round of the playoff series there. Yeah. Swept them. Right. And the Mets, little walk-off win over the Cardinals. I can't think of another time because either the Mets stink, they don't make the playoffs in October, so they're not playing. And the Knicks have stunk for basically my entire life, where they've not played this deep into April and May. I don't think I've ever had a day in my life where all three teams have won on the same day.
Wow. Well, that's saying a lot, especially you think about the Knicks having to be in the playoffs in the first place. And, man, Jalen Brunson lost his mind last night, or yesterday afternoon. 47 points he put up on the Philadelphia 76ers. He made Joel Embiid look like he was in quicksand And so most definitely, we're going to get into that. Because even Joel, you know what? Matter of fact, Joel Embiid was upset after the game. As bad as he sucked and basically disappeared in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid just, I don't want to say he complained about the fans, but he pretty much did. You know, New York City to Philadelphia is like 90 minutes. You know, it could be less than that. Maybe you get on the train and everything runs perfectly. You drive down the turnpike. The cities are right the hell on top of each other. And so after the game, Joel Embiid was asked about the fans, the Knicks fans, making all the noise in Philadelphia. And Joel Embiid sounded unhappy with his own home crowd. Listen to this guy.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think he's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. You know, obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, no, kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
Is he clueless? I think the answer is yes. Like, leave the Philadelphia fans alone. All right? Relax. You, the Philadelphia 76ers, just lost to the New York Knicks. The score was 97-92. Jalen Brunson lit you up for 47 points. And I know he had 50 points in the series. And to end this game, Joel Embiid had 27 points. He was 7-19 from the field. But in the fourth quarter, he was basically a dud. How about you be upset at yourself instead of saying stupid things by dumping on the fans in Philadelphia? I hope they boo him. I don't care how his knee feels. What about his current case of Bell's palsy? Who cares? Boo that man. Let him know he sucks. New York Knicks lead the series 3-1, and they're underhanded. Come on, they're shorthanded. No Julius Randle. Mitchell Robinson didn't play. And Joel Embiid isn't the only person that said something crazy. Over the weekend, I told you, obviously, the NFL draft took place. We'll get into some more basketball later on. NFL draft came, went, all seven rounds. You think about the historic haul that we had at the quarterback position. We had to basically go forever, almost four rounds. From the minute that Bo Nix was selected 12th overall, we had to go to the fifth round. Until Spencer Rattler was selected by the New Orleans Saints. And then we got Jordan Travis to the New York Jets. And then also, I mean, the big one that everybody's still been talking about is Michael Penix Jr., who ends up at number 8 overall in the first round to the Atlanta Falcons. I told you, people have been saying crazy things. It's not just Joel Embiid, because over the weekend, Raheem Morris, the head coach, the new head coach, of the Atlanta Falcons, he told the media, he told everybody that Kirk Cousins, with the new addition, he's not going to have to worry about Penix taking his job.
With the full support to Kirk, because, you know, this doesn't come without certain expectations from everyone else, right? And that's what I mean by not riding the emotional roller coaster. We came up with a decision. This is what we plan to do. And Kirk does not have to look over his shoulder every time he throws a bad pass. Like, that is not the case. Like, so I know I'm going to have to tell you guys once or twice that that is not the case.
Once or twice? He may have to come up with something different if Mr. Kirk Cousins goes down. If Mr. Kirk Cousins isn't healthy, would I have drafted this man this high? No. I mean, Jordan Travis went to the New York Jets. And he's going to sit down. I think he might be a decent player in the future. I mean, you didn't have to take Penix. Well, yeah, I guess if you think he's the next God quarterback to lead you for the next 10 years, sure. There's no guarantee in that. Too risky. Too risky. And so Raheem Morris doing a little bit of damage control. And he's going to have to do damage control. Oh, for the next several months, the next several years, let's see how long this dance goes on in Atlanta as Penix is the backup for now. Not the only person of authority saying something wild. How about this? Chris Ballard, the general manager of the Colts. Hickey, did you expect this? He went wild on the press, the media, anonymous sources. Did you hear him, how angry he was?
I did. And to answer your first question, no, did not expect this whatsoever.
Wow. Adonai Mitchell, A.D. Mitchell, was selected by the Indianapolis Colts, a team that needs a wide receiver. Hickey, we talked about this on Friday, and I made a joke. I said, oh, he'll be lucky if Anthony Richardson looks his way and throws him the ball, as opposed to looking down the field and running with the ball. And so Chris Ballard, maybe you pay close attention, maybe you don't. A.D. Mitchell started off here in Georgia with the Bulldogs, is originally from Houston, went back to Texas via Austin, played out there for the Longhorns, wanted to be closer to his family and his daughter. And heading into the draft, and thank God it wasn't loud, but people started to put out messages about his reliability and his attitude and how he was one day versus another in fluctuations, and is he going to be good for a team and a locker room? Well, Chris Ballard did not care. And Chris Ballard took it a step further, and he decided to destroy some of these anonymous scouts who put out these negative words about him. Listen to the GM defend his new player.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bull. It's bull. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired of, we tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bull. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language. I don't, but I do.
Damn. When that's one of the highlights over the NFL draft, you know you had a good draft. Well, at least an entertaining one, because things were pretty much straightforward and even. There were no massive surprises throughout the entire draft. I can't say anything was ridiculously crazy. Yeah, we could think about the Buffalo Bills, you know, trading back and then allowing the Chiefs to get Xavier Worthy, the speedster, the fastest wide receiver in the draft. We can talk about the Falcons and getting Penix, but there was nothing outlandish. There was nothing crazy. Nobody fell off the stage. Nobody did anything wild. Hickey, am I missing anything? This draft, all things considered, over 3 days, it was pretty dry. It was pretty straightforward. Nothing wild.
Yeah, no prospects really for the most part saying anything crazy. No one being upset that they are going to a certain team. No holdouts. It was, I guess, as you will, run of the mill.
Yeah, the most exciting things were the pressers. And I just told you one of the dumb things about the NFL draft, the Buffalo Bills gifting the Kansas City Chiefs with a new wide receiver. Well, how about when the Buffalo Bills actually selected a wide receiver? They got him out of Florida State. They picked up Keon Coleman. Yeah, not the flashiest, not the biggest name. All things considered, he was probably, number 33. He had to have been the sixth or seventh wide receiver taken, the first in the second round. And the fact is, he's funny. He's from Louisiana. Can't blame him. The man sat down at the press conference with the microphones rolling, and all he wanted to talk about was his new coat. He's having private conversations. He's just like, hey, you don't remember? I played at school in Michigan before I was down in Florida. Like, hey, I know what having a coat is. And then he started to talk about how his mama used to buy him coats. Listen to this.
Man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years?
You did. Guess where I got this from, though. That's what I'm saying. You got to guess. You're going to be wrong, though, but guess.
Tom Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? they be on sale on the rack. All the colors. Look, $79, $89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little. I'll take you though, personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. You got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving. Everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Hickey, I mean, there's I think everybody knows these shopping tips, right? No, it's just a matter of not, you want to buy a coat in the summertime. Last thing I want to do is think about a coat, you know?
That's why he's on sale. Smart man. Listen, Keon Coleman can make the minimum NFL contract the rest of his life. That's a guy, just from that one clip, I could guarantee he's never going broke.
Oh, he's going to do comedy on the side?
That, or he's smart with his money. He knows, hey, when a good deal's out there, he's all over it.
Yeah, he got the coats in every color, and he buys his coats when it's 100 degrees outside. Smart man. I don't know what the coat selection looks like. Are there coats in the sun? You can't go into the store. They don't even have coats on the rack.
Well, that part of the story, maybe you got to go online. You know, I don't know if you can go into Macy's, like you said, in July, and there's the winter coat section right there, right in front. I don't know about that one.
I wish. I'd be snatching up coats. Give me a coat for $20. I'd take a coat for $20. I don't know if I want to drag it home, but hey, that man is comedy. So the NFL draft was boring, but we got a wide receiver that can do comedy on the side. We got a general manager in Ballard from the Indianapolis Colts who is quite hot and ticked off. And then we have a head coach in Raheem Morris of the Atlanta Falcons who understands that for the next forever, for the foreseeable future, he's going to have to answer questions about Michael Penix Jr. and whether or not he is going to move Kirk Cousins to the bench. Yeah, NFL draft, pretty dry. Nice to have a new influx of players. Nice to have some youth. It's like a shot in the arm. Can't wait to see what the rookies do later on this year, especially as they go to camp. That'll be the next step. Matter of fact, before they even go to camp, rookie camp. There's a lot to learn, a lot to see. Thank you so much, Keon Coleman, for at least brightening up the Buffalo Bills and their fans their day. They got a wide receiver and a comedian. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. There's so much to get into today. Yes, we're going to talk basketball. We're going to get more into the NFL and teams that really walked away as winners. I mean, next hour, we're going to have a chat with someone who might be selected in the NFL draft next year. My main man, Malik Spencer, scheduled to join us, defensive back from the Spartans. So we got a lot to do. If you want to holler at me too, the phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Speaking about an injection of energy and youth, we're going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about these young Minnesota Timberwolves led by young Anthony Edwards, who has dispatched of old Kevin Durant. Damn. Suns got swept. We'll hear from Anthony Edwards on the other side. We'll talk about it. Nothing wrong with youth. It's nice. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, it's getting hot in here. It got so damn hot for the Phoenix Suns, they've been wiped out. They couldn't stand the heat. Yesterday, a final score of 122 to 116 in the Phoenix Suns season is done. It's over. I know last break we talked about all the young players and the excitement in the NFL following the draft. And, you know, what are some of these guys going to do? What is Caleb Williams going to do with Rome Odunze, who's also a first round selection? What is Anthony Richardson going to do with Adonai Mitchell? I mean, we got a lot of youth and a lot of young players to look forward to. Well, yesterday, we got even more of a reminder about Anthony Edwards, who is only 22 years old, has already been in the NBA for 4 years, is already a two-time All-Star, won't turn 23 until August. And right now, this minute today, I think it'd be tough to argue that he is the best shooting guard playing in the NBA. And I know we got some legends who are no longer active for the regular season. There's no Steph Curry. He's not playing. He's on the couch. He's on the beach. Anthony Edwards is out here rolling. The man had 40 points to close out the Phoenix Suns. 40 points. Final score, 122 to 116. This is the Phoenix Suns squad that before we got to the season, they bring in Bradley Beal. They got Kevin Durant, traded for him last year. You already have Devin Booker. Devin Booker had 49 points on the way out the door yesterday. Kevin Durant had 33 points. Bradley Beal had 9 points, 4 of 13 shooting. This is what the hell you traded for? They got no depth. They got no players. They have no assets. They have contracts. And we're going to dive a little bit deeper into the Phoenix Suns and how awful they look. We'll do that later on in the show. They might be stuck like this in no man's land with no depth and aging stars unless Kevin Durant wants out, which is not something unusual. I think we've seen how that's played out in the past. So we'll talk about the Suns later on, but let's talk about the team that got them the hell up on out of here. The Wolves are real, man, and they're legit. Naz Reid last week picking up sixth man of the year. It's like, whoa, didn't expect that to happen. Most people don't know who Naz Reid is. Minnesota Timberwolves are huge. Karl Anthony Towns damn near 7 feet. Rudy Gobert slightly larger. I know, what difference does it make? But slightly larger than 7 feet. You got a killer on defense in Jaden McDaniels. He's 6'9". He can guard the guards, he can help guard the big men, he can get after it. And then you got a leader who's hilarious. Seems like he's always having fun. And Anthony Edwards, but during the basketball game, he's an assassin. This man crossed up Bradley Beal and dunked on Kevin Durant like there was no tomorrow. This is a 22-year-old who throughout the course of this series had one game where he's just like, oh, yeah, well, here's 33 points. Oh, yeah, here's 36 points last night to close him out. Here's 40 points. They could not stop this man. And so the Minnesota Timberwolves, they advance to the next round. And I guess if there's one thing that sucks is that we don't know the status of their head coach. And I guess if anybody is going to get hurt, it wouldn't hurt to be the head coach, right? He's not out there playing. Chris Finch had Michael Conley fall into his leg near the sideline. Chris Finch then kind of fell slightly into the first row, tried to catch himself near the scorer's table, got his knee twisted up, and now the man got like a broken something or another in his kneecap. Is he going to be coaching the next game? Is he going to be in a wheelchair? Is he going to be on one of the little scooters? We have no idea. But if that's the worst thing that could happen to the Minnesota Timberwolves, I think they've done okay. Anthony Edwards, he was asked about his head coach Chris Finch going down. He was short and sweet. Listen to this.
It's not even something I want to talk about. Yeah, I was pissed off. But, you know, we had to finish the game, win the game. But, yeah, for sure, I was mad as hell.
Oh, well, damn. I don't know if he can get back at the Phoenix Suns because the next time he plays them next year, maybe one of them guys is gone. I don't know if it'll be the same iteration. And so the Minnesota Timberwolves, they haven't won a series like this in like 20 years. We got to go back to Kevin Garnett the last time that they were able to have any type of success. And Karl Anthony Towns, even just being here and winning, he's like, man, I like this feeling. It feels good.
I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier, one, about getting the win finally, getting the monkey off my back about getting through the first round. Damn.
Someone burn us?
No, it's you and Carter.
Oh, okay. Say less, say less. I was just making sure we safe in here.
Yeah, Minnesota Timberwolves are so hot, they're setting off fire alarms. Not bad. And the man who brings all the fire, Anthony Edwards. I told you about his 40, right? 31 points in the second half to get the Phoenix Suns the hell up on out of here. This is what Anthony Edwards had to say about his big-time second.
I was just ultra-aggressive, man. The first half, you know, I got all my teammates involved, and that was pretty much the game plan, get everybody involved. And then the second half, it's time to win. It's time to win at that point. So, I mean, I got to shoot my shots and keep confidence in myself, and I got to shoot better from the free throw line for sure.
Hickey, Is he the best shooting guard in the NBA right now?
Two-way, yes. No one else plays his position that scores but also defends at his level.
So you say two-way. Is there another shooting guard that you would say is better than him right now?
Well, like you mentioned some, you know, before, does Steph Curry, not count because he's out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm thinking about guys who are playing right now, yeah.
Right now in the postseason, then yes.
Yeah.
Best two guard there is.
It's nobody else. It's just period, right? Minnesota Timberwolves are rolling along. Next up for them, they have to wait on the winner of the Clippers and the Mavs. And the Clippers and Mavs are currently tied. The series is tied at 2. Who knows how long that's going to last? Kawhi Leonard is not healthy, still not healthy, not playing, not available. Knee inflammation. The Clippers almost out here blowing 31-point leads. And so the Minnesota Timberwolves, whoever comes out of that series between the Clippers and the Mavs, the Minnesota Timberwolves should have an opportunity to, quote-unquote, just pick the bones. That's it. And so Minnesota, I know they finally won a first round here in the postseason. They may end up winning another one. I think if the Dallas Mavericks took on the Clippers, I'm taking the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think if, it really don't matter. It could be the Clippers or it could be the Mavs. I'm taking Minnesota either way. And when it comes down to their head coach, Chris Finch, you're going to be in a boot. Do you want him in the, well, it can't be in a boot. It's his knee, a brace. Do you want him in the first row? Do you want him sitting? You sure don't want him standing. Is it safe? Their assistant coach, Micah Nori, gave us an update after the game about the head coach.
Yeah, I think that they're evaluating him now. We don't know anything for sure. Obviously took a hit to his lower leg, kind of like hockey, right? Lower body injury. But they're looking at him now. It was great, though. The whole team went down to the medical room, and he's obviously in good spirits, and so are the guys. So.
Oh, Hickey, is he going to be in the first row? Is he going to be on a scooter? The NBA action is fast, man. I don't know if it's going to be safe for him.
I mean, yeah, he may need surgery, right?
Yeah, but if you get surgery, then, yeah, well.
Right, and then, I mean, I'm assuming you're on painkillers for at least the first few days afterwards, and obviously that puts you kind of in a different state. Like,
maybe he misses one game, right? Sitting up in a suite somewhere watching?
Maybe, and then from there, like, I don't know, you have the scores desk. Is there an extra seat at the scores desk next to the bench that they can throw him there and he can kind of coach but also have that little buffer in front? I don't know if that's possible, but
maybe we put him in a bubble, right? This is this is Alex Rodriguez. This is his time to shine. If he wants to show how big of a team player, maybe they can construct him a little, like a hockey board, you know, a little protection for the man.
That or, like, have you ever seen at some NFL stadiums, they have, like, that big camera well? So, like, they'll have, like, literally human beings, almost like bouncers, like, with pads. That if, like, an NFL player comes too close, like, put them up to prevent them from running into, like, that giant camera stand. Maybe they can do that. A-Rod hires a few, basically, bodyguards, hold some pads, so that way if they get close to Chris Finch, it's just you run into the pad and coach is safe.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I think that, I don't know if there's room for all of that, but sure, I don't know. Maybe he's going to have to coach, you know, in the last seat of the bench. I don't know. But then what can you see from over there? The answer is nothing. I don't know. He's going to have to, he'll probably sit out, I think, game one. Or they'll stuff him upstairs or, I don't know. This is going to be very interesting how Chris Finch coaches the Minnesota Timberwolves with a ripped up knee. But look, things could have been worse for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It could have been one of their players with a ripped up knee. Congratulations to the Minnesota Timberwolves for wiping out the Suns. We'll talk about the Suns later on in the show. Man, ain't no guarantees now with these super teams, right? Slap these squads together. Ain't no guarantee that you're going to win a chip. Suns look like a disaster in Minnesota. Well, they look like a complete team. It's amazing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Minnesota Timberwolves are on the up and up. They're ascending. I'm going to tell you about a football team in the NFL that has flatlined. A matter of fact, they're not flatlining. This NFL team is going backwards. Oh, this is ugly. I'm going to tell you what this team is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to all my folks listening down in Louisiana. Shout outs to all my folks who support Tulane and the Green Wave. Shout outs to Michael Pratt. This man is now a Green Bay Packer. It's the quarterback. They picked him up in the seventh round, and he'll sit on the bench, hold a clipboard, because we know when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, we know who the hell is in charge. It's Jordan Love. Congratulations, Michael Pratt, making it into the NFL. Much love to everybody at Tulane. Not known as a football school, really turning the tide, pardon the pun, over the past couple of seasons. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, we talked about how hot the Minnesota Timberwolves look right now, sweeping the Phoenix Suns, the superstar Phil team, Durant, Beal, and Booker, and sending them home. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're young. They're exciting. They're doing some damage here in the playoffs. And then I told you that there's an NFL team. Feels to me like they're doing the opposite. This NFL team is seemingly going backwards. This NFL team is doing what a lot of people tell you not to do. When you leave a situation, it's like a relationship. Why are you going to revisit it? Just move forward. Not if you're the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are bringing back Ezekiel Elliott on a one-year deal, pending a physical. Now, knowing this guy, all of his knee issues over the years, I would think and hope that he can pass the physical. After being cut around this time last year by the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott ended up playing for the New England Patriots. And good on him, he was able to actually go out there and participate. And pretty much as their lead back had the split carries with Ramondre Stevenson when he was actually healthy. And there's nothing exciting about this, but Ezekiel Elliott, he played in all 17 games. He had 642 yards to go along with three touchdowns. He also hauled in 300-plus receiving yards. So I guess there's a little bit of something left in the tank, right? Right? Yeah. Except for when he actually ran the football, he only rushed for 3.5 yards a game. And so the Dallas Cowboys, gone is Pollard. And back in is Ezekiel Elliott. And so there's nothing exciting here because Ezekiel Elliott's career is pretty much on fumes at this point, especially after all the knee troubles. He turns 29 years old in July. And if I have to think about his performance over the past several seasons, a matter of fact, how about this? When he started back in 2016, it is now 2024, his rushing yards per game has decreased every single year. In 2016, he rushed for 108 yards, led the NFL. In 2017, he rushed for 98 yards a game, led the NFL. In 2018, Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 96 yards a game, led the NFL. In the past couple of seasons, well, let's just say he has fallen off a cliff. 95 to 84 to 65 to 58, 58 again. Last year, first season with the Patriots, 38 yards a game. In 2024 with the Cowboys, I'm supposed to feel good about this. This is the best that Jerry and the Dallas Cowboys could come up with to revisit a blast from the past. I mean, Emmitt Smith wasn't available. And I know Emmitt Smith has been real critical of the Dallas Cowboys lately and their coach, Mike McCarthy. Why is he still there? And so maybe they wouldn't give Emmitt a call. But Ezekiel Elliott, why not bring in somebody who you just cut last year because he was washed up? I mean, Jerry Jones, Jerry, just last week before the draft, he said, man, we, the Dallas Cowboys, we are still trying to win this offseason.
how do we feel about where we've been in this free agency? We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming on. And we're all in with this draft. And we're all in with knowing that you have to go. You can't have we've had adjustments. We talk about, I saw some criticism someplace about Zeke and about paying Zeke. Do I need a raise of hands in this room of everybody that thought Zeke should be on this football team when he had him, when he was holding out? But we had to adjust the contract, which took away from money that could have gone to Tyron. We had to adjust that contract and give it to Zeke.
Well, whatever. Tyron is now gone. He's now a member of the New York Jets. I mean, this is a Dallas Cowboys team that just in the draft over the past several days, they tried to address the offensive line by adding someone like Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. They then tried to adjust or at least address the defense by bringing in Marshawn Nealand. They selected him in the second round. He's a defensive end. We know Dorrance Armstrong is gone. Him and his 7.5 sacks are now out of the building. And the Dallas Cowboys, what's exciting about them? The answer is nothing. Nothing. They didn't get better. Quite frankly, you could say that by not getting better, the Dallas Cowboys have gotten worse. Am I missing something? This is the same Dallas Cowboys team that the last time we watched them sit down and play a game, they disappointed us again. They got the boot again. The Green Bay Packers lit that ass up. And the Dallas Cowboys are just question mark after question mark again. I mean, every week it's a new question about, well, what's going on with Dak? Well, Dak doesn't have a contract. And, you know, how much does Dak want to be paid? And Dak doesn't want to make more money than anybody else. It's a disaster. Dallas Cowboys are just, I can't say I'm surprised because they're thinking about money. But the fact that they didn't get better, we're going to look at the same team, maybe end up with a wild card berth next season, maybe, and they're going to get the boot again. And must I remind you, you want to know who's on like a prove-it deal? Their head coach, Mike McCarthy. And so Ezekiel Elliott, I can't even call this man deodorant for the Dallas Cowboys. The situation in whole just stinks. Hickey, I saw this news and I couldn't do anything but just look at it, roll my eyes, and shrug my shoulders, and just keep it moving. Like, who cares?
Who cares? JR, they're all in. This is a big move here.
That's what Jerry said, right, Jerry?
I would love to know his definition of all in, because ever since he said that, it's been the opposite. Guys have gone. No one's coming in. Like you said, I'm with you 100%. This team has gotten a lot worse. A lot worse since last year. And they are already flawed roster to begin with. When it comes, you know, playoff time, it's depressing.
They're a waste of time. I hate to say it. They're a waste. And I guess the benefit, and this isn't even easy, is that when you play in their division, which the game's always difficult. Nothing is ever easy. But Washington is going to run out a rookie quarterback. Okay, fine. The New York Giants, they got their own flaws and issues when you have someone like Daniel Jones. And once again, the Philadelphia Eagles are expected to win the NFC East and probably do more than that. And the Dallas Cowboys, well, fighting for a wild card? Like, don't you want to build up a roster that can go out there and push the Philadelphia Eagles? And the Philadelphia Eagles, they had actually one of the best drafts, bringing in two corners in DeJean and then also adding Mitchell out of Toledo, addressing the corners. The Eagles had a good draft, and the Dallas Cowboys are just like, eh. And how do you punctuate the weekend coming off of the draft? By bringing back an aging player who has obviously lost a step. I guess if there's anyone that's happy, you got to be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. And you better be hoping that you still got your Ezekiel Elliott jersey in a closet. Hickey, what do you wear? Number 21, right?
That's right, 21.
Every Dallas Cowboys fan who got a jersey, just pull it out the closet now. You can finally go to Jerry's World and AT&T Stadium, and you can put on your Ezekiel Elliott jersey. That's the bright side. Dark side is you might be accumulating more yards than he does on the football field. Dallas Cowboys suck, man. This offseason, they were asleep at the wheel. Nothing. Don't expect nothing from them later on this year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you the Dallas Cowboys have sucked this offseason. Philadelphia Eagles, they've done good, man. A.J. Brown gets a contract. Saquon Barkley comes in. Two other draft picks. We're going to talk more draft. Let's talk about some teams that really did a good job on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to all my folks listening down in Louisiana. Shout outs to all my folks who support Tulane and the Green Wave. Shout outs to Michael Pratt. This man is now a Green Bay Packer. It's the quarterback. They picked him up in the seventh round, and he'll sit on the bench, hold a clipboard, because we know when it comes to the Green Bay Packers, we know who the hell is in charge. It's Jordan Love. Congratulations, Michael Pratt, making it into the NFL. Much love to everybody at Tulane. Not known as a football school, really turning the tide, pardon the pun, over the past couple of seasons. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, we talked about how hot the Minnesota Timberwolves look right now, sweeping the Phoenix Suns, the superstar Phil team, Durant, Beal, and Booker, and sending them home. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they're young. They're exciting. They're doing some damage here in the playoffs. And then I told you that there's an NFL team. Feels to me like they're doing the opposite. This NFL team is seemingly going backwards. This NFL team is doing what a lot of people tell you not to do. When you leave a situation, it's like a relationship. Why are you going to revisit it? Just move forward. Not if you're the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are bringing back Ezekiel Elliott on a one-year deal, pending a physical. Now, knowing this guy, all of his knee issues over the years, I would think and hope that he can pass the physical. After being cut around this time last year by the Dallas Cowboys, Ezekiel Elliott ended up playing for the New England Patriots. And good on him, he was able to actually go out there and participate. And pretty much as their lead back had the split carries with Ramondre Stevenson when he was actually healthy. And there's nothing exciting about this, but Ezekiel Elliott, he played in all 17 games. He had 642 yards to go along with three touchdowns. He also hauled in 300-plus receiving yards. So I guess there's a little bit of something left in the tank, right? Right? Yeah. Except for when he actually ran the football, he only rushed for 3.5 yards a game. And so the Dallas Cowboys, gone is Pollard. And back in is Ezekiel Elliott. And so there's nothing exciting here because Ezekiel Elliott's career is pretty much on fumes at this point, especially after all the knee troubles. He turns 29 years old in July. And if I have to think about his performance over the past several seasons, a matter of fact, how about this? When he started back in 2016, it is now 2024, his rushing yards per game has decreased every single year. In 2016, he rushed for 108 yards. led the NFL. In 2017, he rushed for 98 yards a game, led the NFL. In 2018, Ezekiel Elliott rushed for 96 yards a game, led the NFL. In the past couple of seasons, well, let's just say he has fallen off a cliff. 95 to 84 to 65 to 58, 58 again. Last year, first season with the Patriots, 38 yards a game. In 2024 with the Cowboys, I'm supposed to feel good about this? This is the best that Jerry and the Dallas Cowboys could come up with to revisit a blast from the past? I mean, Emmitt Smith wasn't available. And I know Emmitt Smith has been real critical of the Dallas Cowboys lately and their coach, Mike McCarthy. Why is he still there? And so maybe they wouldn't give Emmitt a call. But Ezekiel Elliott, why not bring in somebody who you just cut last year because he was washed up? I mean, Jerry Jones, just last week before the draft, he said, man, we, the Dallas Cowboys, we are still trying to win this offseason.
How do we feel about where we've been in this free agency? We feel great about what we've been in free agency. All in. All in. All in. We're all in with these young guys coming on. And we're all in with this draft. And we're all in with knowing that you have to go. You can't have we've had adjustments. We talk about, I saw some criticism someplace about Zeke and about paying Zeke. Do I need a raise of hands in this room of everybody that thought Zeke should be on this football team when he had him, when he was holding out? But we had to adjust the contract, which took away from money that could have gone to Tyron. We had to adjust that contract and give it to Zeke.
Yeah, well, whatever. Tyron is now gone. He's now a member of the New York Jets. I mean, this is a Dallas Cowboys team that just in the draft over the past several days, they tried to address the offensive line by adding someone like Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma. They then tried to adjust or at least address the defense by bringing in Marshawn Nealand. They selected him in the second round. He's a defensive end. We know Dorrance Armstrong is gone. Him and his 7.5 sacks are now out of the building. And the Dallas Cowboys, what's exciting about them? The answer is nothing. Nothing. They didn't get better. Quite frankly, you could say that by not getting better, the Dallas Cowboys have gotten worse. Am I missing something? This is the same Dallas Cowboys team that the last time we watched them sit down and play a game, they disappointed us again. They got the boot again. The Green Bay Packers lit that ass up. And the Dallas Cowboys are just question mark after question mark again. I mean, every week it's a new question about, well, what's going on with Dak? Well, Dak doesn't have a contract. And, you know, how much does Dak want to be paid? And Dak doesn't want to make more money than anybody else. It's a disaster. Dallas Cowboys are just, I can't say I'm surprised because they're thinking about money. But the fact that they didn't get better, we're going to look at the same team, maybe end up with a wild card berth next season, maybe, and they're going to get the boot again. And must I remind you, you want to know who's on like a prove-it deal? Their head coach, Mike McCarthy. And so Ezekiel Elliott, I can't even call this man deodorant for the Dallas Cowboys. The situation in whole just stinks. Hickey, I saw this news and I couldn't do anything but just look at it, roll my eyes, and shrug my shoulders, and just keep it moving. Like, who cares?
Who cares? JR, they're all in. This is a big move here.
That's what Jerry said, right, Jerry?
I would love to know his definition of all in, because ever since he said that, it's been the opposite. Guys have gone. No one's coming in. Like you said, I'm with you 100%. This team has gotten a lot worse. A lot worse since last year. And they are already flawed roster to begin with. When it comes, you know, playoff time, it's Boy, it's depressing.
They're a waste of time. I hate to say it. They're a waste. And I mean, I guess the benefit, and this isn't even easy, is that when you play in their division, which the game's always difficult. Nothing is ever easy. But Washington is going to run out a rookie quarterback. Okay, fine. The New York Giants, they got their own flaws and issues when you have someone like Daniel Jones. And once again, the Philadelphia Eagles are expected to win the NFC East and probably do more than that. And the Dallas Cowboys, well, fighting for a wild card? Like, don't you want to build up a roster that can go out there and push the Philadelphia Eagles? And the Philadelphia Eagles, they had actually one of the best drafts, bringing in two corners in DeJean and then also adding Mitchell out of Toledo, addressing the corners. The Eagles had a good draft, and the Dallas Cowboys is just like, eh. And how do you punctuate the weekend coming off of the draft? By bringing back an aging player who has obviously lost a step. I guess if there's anyone that's happy, you got to be a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, and you better be hoping that you still got your Ezekiel Elliott jersey in a closet. Hickey, what do you wear? Number 21, right?
That's right, 21.
Every Dallas Cowboys fan who got a jersey, just pull it out the closet now. You can finally go to Jerry's World and AT&T Stadium, and you can put on your Ezekiel Elliott jersey. That's the bright side. Dark side is you might be accumulating more yards than he does on the football field. Dallas Cowboys suck, man. This offseason, they were asleep at the wheel. Nothing. Don't expect nothing from them later on this year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you the Dallas Cowboys have sucked this offseason. Philadelphia Eagles, they've done good, man. A.J. Brown gets a contract. Saquon Barkley comes in. Two other draft picks. We're going to talk more draft. Let's talk about some teams that really did a good job on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.